A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. In St. Paul's first letter to Timothy that we have today, he makes a startling statement, saying that the love of money is the root of all evils. Pretty harsh words. In the same letter, he speaks of foolish and harmful desires, ruin and destruction. But interestingly, in the Gospel of Luke, the camera zooms in from another angle. Women disciples of Jesus who freely shared their resources to help support Jesus and his disciples in their campaign of evangelization. It seems that these women had a certain economic status, but interestingly enough, they were in no way condemned by Jesus for having financial resources. Money had not become a source of evil for them. So what's the difference? Is money the root of all evil or not? Luke is clear in mentioning that these women not only shared their resources, but they also joined the group of disciples, for, as the text says, they too were accompanying him along the way. Luke seems to be pointing to a subtle yet very important detail regarding these women disciples. Though they did have a certain financial stability, it seems that they clearly got it. They understood what Jesus was doing, this life of self-giving love. They watched as Jesus slowly, step by step, went about pouring his life out, giving himself away. The women's response was to do the same thing, to give of themselves with generosity and freedom. It wasn't money that they loved. It was this radical life of Jesus, this life of love and service that captured their hearts. And they understood that if they wanted to be his disciples, they would have to also enter into this dynamic movement of kenosis, self-emptying love. In other words, being a disciple of Jesus was not about accumulating things, not even accumulating security in an afterlife. It was about following Jesus. Paul reminds us in his letter to Timothy today that we brought nothing into the world, just as we shall not be able to take anything out of it. Now, as we all know, there are some schools of Christianity that measure God's blessings in terms of power, prestige, and financial security. The big, wealthy megachurches sometimes boast that God has blessed them abundantly. But in his letter to Timothy, Paul clearly sees any kind of spirituality of success and accumulation as a serious departure from the path of following Jesus. The way of Jesus is the way of the cross. It's not about accumulating anything. It's about giving everything away in love. And it seems that these women disciples in Luke's gospel today got it. They saw what Jesus was doing, and they wanted to join him. Wasn't it, in fact, Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, who generously poured out her costly perfume, her nard, upon Jesus' tired feet, anointing him for the final journey that he was about to begin? Could it be that the women disciples actually were quicker to understand Jesus' preaching, avoiding all those childish battles about who would be first and who would get to sit on the right-hand side of Jesus in the kingdom? Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero, in a homily from 1977, 3 years before being assassinated while celebrating the Eucharist, said this: "To give one's life does not only mean being killed. To give life, to have the spirit of martyrdom, means to give out of duty, in silence, in prayer, in the silence of daily life, like a mother who, with the simplicity of maternal martyrdom, gives birth, gives of her own self in breastfeeding her child. Discipleship is not so much about winning some great prize, not even eternal life. No, it's about following Jesus, following his example, watching him pour himself out in love, and choosing to follow in his footsteps, pouring ourselves out as well. Isn't the real prize of Christian discipleship arriving to the end of our journey with nothing, because we gave it all away in love? St. Thérèse of Lisieux said in one of her prayers, "At the twilight of this life, I will come before you, Lord, with empty hands. I do not ask you, Lord, to take into account my works. Our every act of justice is imperfect before your eyes. Therefore, I want to clothe myself in your justice and receive from your love the eternal possession of yourself. I do not want any throne or crown except you, O my love." So I guess St. Paul is probably right. Money very likely is the root of all evils. Just look at the world of advertising or at the number of companies getting rich because of war. The women disciples in today's gospel, probably the first Christian philanthropists, don't seem to have been attached at all to their money. In fact, in the end, it didn't have anything to do with money. Jesus gave his life away. He poured his love out to the very last drop. And shortly before his death, when he gathered with his disciples, he said, "Do this in memory of me." Some of the disciples understood him, and others didn't. Do we?